Also, you went on an Easter egg hunt.
That was on Easter Sunday in 45, near Lippstadt. I was out on a separate patrol with my guides on a roadblock at some town, and we were told, pick up and go and join the forces at Lippstadt. That's where they were closing the Ruhr Valley, closing up, encircling it. On the way there, there was a German house up the road. We needed a break, so I told the platoon, let's go up there, see what's up there. So we went up to this house, and we put our camouflage nets over our vehicle, and we went in the house. We had gotten a bunch of eggs from the cold storage house in another town. We confiscated them, and we gave them to this lady. She had three kids, and we let her fry the eggs. And I ate 17 eggs that morning. I ate 17 eggs. And then we had her boil them, and she didn't know what we were going to do then. We went out in the yard, and we planted the eggs, and then had the kids go on an Easter egg hunt. And here they were. Her family was fighting us a few miles up in Lippstadt. The company commander come by, and he caught me. He says, you could be court-martialed for fraternizing with the enemy. Get the hell out of here. We're fighting up at this next town. Get up there. So I went up there, and Lippstadt is where General Rose was killed. Incidentally, he was the only Jewish general that we had in the American Army. A lot of people didn't know he was Jewish.
General Rose.
Morris Rose.
General Morris Rose.
Yeah. He at one time was with me when we went to Omaha Beach because he wasn't in command of the division then. He was a combat commander. Then he ended up being command of the 3rd Armored Division. And that's where we encircled the Ruhr Valley there at Lippstadt, where they closed the deal. The 3rd met with the 2nd, and we closed the valley there where they couldn't operate no more in the Ruhr. A lot of times we went into towns where they didn't even know we were there, and the soldiers would be walking the streets on leave, German soldiers on leave, and here we were there, and we surprised them. In a couple of cases there, we got friendly with the German girls, some. We were in formation there, and one of the girls came out to the thing and was talking and was fraternizing with me, and the company commander really said, what the heck you guys been doing? I said, well, they were nice to us, and so we were nice to them, you know. There were some that were real nice. One thing we didn't do, and the Russians were reportedly doing this constantly, was violating the women. I never, ever saw an American soldier violate a woman. Never. We never did. We just had a different mentality about that. Whether they were German or what they were, we didn't. In one case, a couple of my guys did pull a deal. The mayor of the town told me that they had done something. I didn't have an officer at that time, so I preferred them for court-martial. They told me I couldn't do it because I wasn't an officer. They were going to kill me, those two guys, because I took...
Okay, your guys had raped some German ladies.
Yeah, and that's what the mayor told me. I put them up for charges, and a couple nights after they found out I did that, they were going to kill me. But one of my other sergeants was right there at the same time, and both of us said, well, go ahead, we'll kill you first, because we were going to shoot out with our own guys, those two guys. But that night they went AWOL, and we never found them. I never forget those two names either. They were from Missouri, same as Iowa. They were real ornery cusses. What I used to do with them before I found out they did something like that, because of the dirty things they used to do, I'd tell them, you're always in front of me. You're my scouts. When I holler scouts out, that's you too. You go. I always wanted them in front of me, not behind me. You didn't know what they might do.
One time you came to a town and what we call the half tracks.
Yeah.
Tell them what a half track is.
A half track is just a steel-plated vehicle that has truck towers in the front and tank tracks on the back. I had 5 of them in my platoon. We carried anti-tank guns, mines, wob wire, all that kind of stuff on these tracks. It was a good transport item. That way the armored infantry could operate a lot better than the foot troops could, because near us we had these half tracks where we could live off of their equipment that they could carry.
And then when you'd come into a town, you would most of the time get out of your half track.
If we were in a fight, we were out of the tracks. We rode the back of the tanks.
You came to this town when you chose not to get out of your half tracks.
Yeah.
And what happened?
We got caught in the middle of the town, and that's when that boy was going to blow up the track. Because in the first place, we weren't supposed to stop in the middle of the town. In the second place, we were supposed to be dismounted on the back of the tanks. One of the tank drivers got out of his tank and was talking to a girl, and she shot him. A German girl shot him. She killed him. Turned out she did, because one of her relatives was just killed by us just before that, and she was determined she was going to get one. She took his own weapon and shot him. They said, when are you ever going to learn the lesson that you weren't supposed to do what you did in the first place, or it wouldn't have happened?
When she shot that soldier, did somebody shoot her?
They did, yes. I don't know who it was, but they got her right away, because they didn't know who else she might shoot, of course.
Yeah.